George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe were born, grew to manhood, and made their homes within a 60-mile circle east of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Friends and rivals, they led in securing independence, hammering out the United States Constitution, and building a working republic. Acting together, they doubled the territory of the United States. From their disputes came American political parties and the weaponizing of newspapers, the media of the day. In her new book, The Virginia Dynasty, Four Presidents and the Creation of the American Nation by Lynn Cheney, the four Virginians are not marble icons, but figures deeply intent on building a nation where citizens could be free. Lynn Cheney is the author and co-author of 12 books of history, including 6 bestsellers about American history for kids. She's also the former Second Lady of the United States, and we welcome Lynn Cheney back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure and honor to be here.
What brought you...
Whatever here means now.
That's right. We're all in our little bubbles, and occasionally we mix, stir, and enjoy. So what brought you to Virginia? We have certainly talked to you about your writing before in the previous books and wonderful children's books that you have, history books that you've written for kids. What brought you to Virginia?
Well, Virginia was a place that I spent time in I never expected to. I'm from Wyoming. Dick and I think of Wyoming as our home. But he became a congressman. So I spent a lot of time here. I became fascinated with the history. I became particularly fascinated with Madison. His biography was the last book I wrote before this one. And Madison led me to the others. Here were these four men living in a small area in Virginia. They became 4 out of the first 5 presidents of the United States. And it's just remarkable. And I wanted to examine how it was that this much genius and greatness was created in this little place.
And it seems in reading the book that it's more than just coincidence that these four come from this place.
That's true. They were all descendants of the British, well, pretty much descendants of the British royalists who escaped to Virginia under Cromwell's reign. But they also together had a common education. They studied rigorously and learned much about the Enlightenment, particularly the Scottish Enlightenment. The idea behind it was that there's a way using reason to improve people's lives and to bring into reality the ideas we all have inside that we should be free.
When you think of that, of the ground that they walked on and what it allowed them to do, I mean, how much of it was geographic?
Well, it was geographic in the sense that they were close to one another. I call it a geographic dynasty because it put them into close contact so they could learn from one another, so they could elevate one another, so they could sharpen one another's thinking with debates, even so they could quarrel, and they created history that way, too.
When it comes to the quarreling and what they were quarreling over, what did you find fascinating about that process?
Well, I'd never realized that George Washington was a man who had few friends. And he did not have the other 3 members of the dynasty among his friends. They broke with him during the second term of his presidency when it became clear to them that he intended to move the country in a monarchical direction where the president would have the power of a king. And they so disagreed with this approach that Jefferson and Madison began the first political party, the Democratic Republicans, and they were against the Washington administration. So this is what caused the rift, is this philosophical disagreement, and the rift was never healed.
So with this book, you do offer this group portrait of 4 of the first 5 U.S. presidents, Washington, Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe, and all of them spent their childhoods and made their homes within this 60-mile radius. once you had that, as you look to what they accomplished, what do you think it's important, because it seems that part of the mission here is to remind us that, I think you even say in the book that at some point we've unlearned some of what they taught us.
You know, in recent years in particular, there has been, in past recent decades, there's been an admirable effort to show, when you go to a historic home, for example, the role that enslaved people played and the vast contributions that they made and the injustice of the way they lived. So, you know, we've become much more knowledgeable about that side of Virginia, the side in which almost all the elite were slaveholders. At the same time, I worry that we're going to lose track of the other side of these men. They lived lives of contradiction. They held slaves. They hated slavery. They all said so. Jefferson called it a sin against God. So there was that side. They held slaves, hated slavery, but they couldn't figure a way out. And so what they did was take the Enlightenment ideals in which they had been trained and versed and believed and used those in a unique opportunity that they had to build, to put as the foundation and to build on them a new nation.
You believe they were aware of the contradiction?
Oh, yes. Yes, totally. I mean, there's so many comments. Madison, as a young man, tried to find a way to live without slavery. He, he was the son of a wealthy Virginian in Orange County, and he didn't want to continue his father's way of life, but he couldn't find another way. He tried land speculation, but he failed at that, and so, just finally gave up. It is a contradiction that's so amazing to think about, but it is also a contradiction that has two sides, and on the other side are those ideals that these men used to build a society. They created a constitution for a world society better than their own. They created a constitution that gave no recognition to slavery at all. And Frederick Douglass, very important person in the history of abolition, Frederick Douglass argued that, if we just paid attention to the words of the Constitution, there would be no slavery nor other injustices. So they prepared the way for a future better than the society that they lived in.
In our final moment together, I'll ask a very talk showy question, which is, it seems that you may love all your children the same, but you have a fondness for Madison.
It's true. He's so steady and stable and reliable, and he did tell dirty jokes, but that's his main failing. And he married the wonderful Dolly. How could you not like that?
That's right. Lynn Cheney, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. Be well.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lynn Cheney is the author of the new book, The Virginia Dynasty, Four Presidents and the Creation of the American Nation. It is published by Viking. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.